future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business and jump in to today's show. We're going to be discussing Tezos co-creator commits to donating millions in future XTZ proceeds. We're also going to be discussing Litecoin. It just halved its crypto rewards for miners. What made them do this and what the miners are currently thinking about the situation at the moment. And the Terra stablecoin is partnering with a South Korean fashion market. What this means for the stablecoin itself. And we're going to be jumping into details because lots of different conversations have been arising over the weekends on different groups that I'm in. So we're going to discussing what's going down at this current point in time. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's jump into today's show and let's do this. All right, let's kick it off. Let's jump into this. So let's talk about Tezos. There's been a lot of different things going around regarding what's been going on. So the first thing Kathleen Brightman wants you to know is that she doesn't hold any XTZ yet. But when she does, she's going to give away 15% of her share to charity. Brightman, one of the co-founders of Tezos blockchain, has signed a binding commitment with Founders Pledge to donate a portion of her initial coin offering ICO proceeds. Tezos raised $232 million in mid-2017 in what was the largest ICO at the time. Brightman says she's in no rush to cash out. Her eventual gift should amount to millions of dollars, though that depends on how Tezos and crypto perform in the next few years. I haven't exercised the put option for Tezos yet, but I've signed the pledge, Brightman told media sources. I think a lot more founders in the space should consider doing this. How lucrative the pledge may end up being is still to be determined. However, per the terms of the Tezos fundraising document, the Tezos Foundation has committed to acquire the company that Brightman owns in part, Dynamic Ledger Solutions, DLS. They will not pay the full price till a full 4 years has passed and the Tezos blockchain has met certain performance criteria. If the acquisition had simply happened on the day of the sale close, the Brightman's would have earned approximately $17.7 million from the proceeds alone, plus roughly 68 million XTZ, which should be worth approximately $97 million at today's prices. The Brightmans own 90% of DLS, Kathleen told media sources. It is not known whether the contract itself calls for them to be paid in a percentage of the Bitcoin and Ether from the sale, or on the spot value of those assets in dollars. As you know, Kathleen is the only member of the Brightman family that has made a commitment to the founders page. Regardless, Brightman has committed to give 15% of her earnings from that sale. I also like the idea of credible commitments because that's part of why blockchains are so powerful, she said. So Founders Pledge aims to get as many entrepreneurs as possible to commit a part of their potential exit winnings to charitable purposes. Late last year, forecasters projected that alone in 2019 could see more than 200 billion initial public offerings. We're thrilled about Kathleen making that meaningful commitment to do good and joining the Founders Pledge community. Founders Pledge President Matt Hunter told media sources, "We're currently working on some big things for crypto investors and entrepreneurs, which we can't talk about just yet, but we're very excited." Brightman tells media sources that she's appreciated for joining the community of founders who have also taken the pledge. She likes the way fellow founders think about engaging with social change. "Obviously, you start a company because you want to solve a problem," Brightman explained. "That attitude carrying over to a charitable environment makes for really compelling conversations." She still thinks about where she might put her commitment. "I don't have to decide until I actually do it," Brightman said. She says she volunteered at Youth Services nonprofit Convenient House in college and she still values their work. "I also think there's a lot of interesting progress going on in different disease categories," she added. So I think, you know, let's take a look at this. So like a high level overview, when the $232 million Tezos token sale took place, a Tezos Foundation was created to launch the protocol. It also committed to purchase a company that created it, Distributed Ledger Systems, founded by Arthur and Kathleen Brightman. Kathleen is the lovely lady in the story. Now, Kathleen Brightman has signed a binding commitment with Founders founders pledged to give 15% of her portion of the proceeds of that charity to a sale. But you have to remember as well, like the Tezos blockchain is still not live. So they're basically doing all of this, and she's getting all this notable goodwill from coming to market with the promise of a product, not delivering the product, and with the proceeds they raise for that product, buying another company that she's created for 17.7 million, or a higher percentage than that, but she's going to earn $17.7 million in proceeds, and she's giving a percentage of that away. Like, I'm failing to understand here where the good nature of her value is, because she still hasn't delivered on Tezos. She should be more focused on delivering that. I'm blown away by the her kind of mindset on this. Like, it's already happened. It's all cool. It's all done. What happens if you invested in the ICO of Tezos and you want to see the product? You want to get it going. You want to be part of the community. You want to see the potential of the blockchain. You're still stuck on square one. So let's switch it up. Let's talk about Litecoin. So Litecoin has halved its crypto rewards for miners. Litecoin, LTC, currently the fourth largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, has just reduced its block reward for miners by half. The Litecoin blockchain reached the trigger block height of 1,680,000 at 10:16 UTC on Monday, according to the Litecoin Explorer from mining pool operator BTC.com. The event marks a major threshold for miners, as the Litecoin network is designed to reduce its mining rewards by half every 840 blocks. 840,000 blocks, roughly every 4 years. For this halving, the mining reward for every block has been reduced from the previous 25 LTC to 12.5 LTC. Given the block production time on the Litecoin network is around one block every 2.5 minutes, roughly 576 blocks are produced in every 24 hours of a new supply of 7.2 LTC entering into the market, half the previous daily level of around 14,400 LTC. At this current point in time, about 63 million out of the total issuance of 84 million LTC are effectively in circulation, leaving about 21 million LTC block mining rewards worth $2 billion at today's prices, available for miners to compete for in the future. Since early this year, LTC's price has been a significant uptick from around $30 in January to as much as $120 in June, but has since then decreased to around $100. In line with the price increase ahead of the anticipated halving event, hash rate computing on the Litecoin network and the mining difficulty have both jumped by 200% since the end of December 2019. The halving will likely have an effect on the interest in mining participation, as several widely used Litecoin mining devices are now having a tough time generating enough LTC to offset electricity costs. According to a miner profit index from F2 Pool, one of the world's largest mining pools by hash rate, the three most profitable LTC miners made by InnoSilicon and Fusion Silicon X6 had a profit margin between 55 and 60% before August 5th. Other older models such as Bitmain's Antminer L3, however, already had a profitable that was less than 50% based on an electricity cost of 4 cents per kilowatt and LTC's price before halving. Holding everything else constant, reducing the mining revenue by half could lead to a net less for miners, a net less loss. With such older models, as Xing Mao, co-founder of F2 Pool, said in a Weibao post, with an electricity cost of 26 yuan, 30 or 3 cents per kilowatt, miners like L3 Plus can pretty much shut down tonight. So it's interesting, with people leaving the network itself, that would mean it would become more centralized because there's only a few mining operators that will be able to keep mining and keep up the ability to mining the blocks on the Litecoin network. So it'd be interesting to see what happens here and how the community take that. So let's talk stablecoins. Singapore incorporated South Korean focused stablecoin creator Terra has signed a major Korean B2B platform to its alliance of internet marketplaces. According to a report on Eco News, a local financial website, Terra has agreed to work with Xiang Market, a company that links vendors at Seoul's Dangnam Fashion Market of customers in Korea and elsewhere in the world. The two will develop a payment system to offer end-to-end capabilities for wholesale transactions, including payments, settlement, and delivery. It will utilize Chai, a South Korean mobile payments platform powered by Terra's blockchain technology. Dongnam Fashion Market is one of the largest fashion wholesalers market globally, with an estimated $12 billion of turnover. But at present, it remains fragmented and relatively poorly developed in terms of logistics and payment services. The hope is to connect the many small enterprises operating there more efficiently with their target markets. According to the local press reports, Xiang Market works with 18,000 wholesalers carrying 28 million products. One of the Terra's core strategies is to build an alliance of e-commerce sites and operating as a payment platform for them. The Terra coin may also be offered for an incentive for those making purchases on these sites. Terra has approximately 25 such relationships already. The list of partners include South Korea's Tmall, also known as Ticket Monster, the Galleria, a Gangnam K Fashion, Mao, Q0010, a Singapore-based online marketplace, which claims to be the largest of its kind in the world, a Carousel, a Singapore-based online retailer. Terra is incorporated in Singapore as Terraform Labs, which founded in 2018 by Daniel Shin, who also founded Tmall and has broad connections to South Korea's Kakao and investment from Seattle-based Arrington XRP Capital. So I think it's really interesting. Hopefully they can really disrupt that industry and actually spread adoption and increase adoption within the fashion sector and bring this powerful technology into a space that has been lacking payment service rails and also kind of modern technology infrastructure. So that's really key to see. So just with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got a bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, hit us up on... hit us up. Where can you hit us up? You can hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Join our Telegrams where myself and the rest of the group are constantly at. And that's where you got to be. SVK Crowd. If you type that into your Telegram, you will find us. If you have a project you're looking for us to review, please feel free to email myself, CStory, CSTORY, at SVKcrypto.com. With that in mind, that's a wrap. And I've got to bounce.